Holy Gospel according to Luke. The people stood by watching, but the ruler scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him vinegar, and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour, while the sun's light failed, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two. Then Jesus, crying with a loud voice, said, "Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." And having said this, he breathed his last. Now when the centurion saw what had taken place, he praised God and said, "Certainly this man was innocent." And all the multitudes who had assembled to see the sight, when they saw what had taken place, returned home beating their breasts. And all his acquaintance and the women who had followed him from Galilee stood at a distance and saw these things. Now there was a man named Joseph from the Jewish town of Arimathea. He was a member of the council, a good and righteous man, who had not consented to their purpose and deed, and he was looking for the kingdom of God. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then he took it down and wrapped it in a linen shroud and laid him in a rock-hewn tomb where no one had ever yet been laid. The Gospel of the Lord.